Dusty Donis back here on Katy Country 94 Sports. We're joined by Jeff Meddy, the head coach of the Kansas State women's basketball team. Coach, K-State women, last year in your first year, going 19-14, really a nice start. And you know, with the way they finished the year before that, under Coach Patterson, maybe not as many high expectations as in the past, and a nice 19-14 season, a second-round loss in the WNIT, but a good start probably for your team. What were your thoughts overall?
Well, I think in taking over last year, coming off a year of 11 wins, you know, there wasn't a lot of, you know, I wanted to make progress. And whether that would show up in the win column, I didn't know. But from day one, I was very pleased with the way our group worked. I was very pleased with how quickly they adapted to what we were asking them to do. It's a hard-working group, and I thought they made good strides throughout the year. I thought we had some players, some seniors step up, and Asha Woods, I thought, had a very good year. Haley Tejada had a very good year. And then the young players, I think, took steps forward in their roles within our program. So we'll need to have another great offseason, but I thought it was a good step forward.
You have a good group coming back, and probably one of the highlights is Bree Lewis, an all-defensive selection last year for your team, and a nice shot blocker on the floor for you. What are your thoughts about her and the group that you do have coming back for 15-16?
Well, I think Bree's just scratching the surface, but I thought she matured throughout the year. Early on offensively, she had some games that were struggles, but that's to be expected. Young post players, and we force-fed her because we asked her to do a lot early and probably more than she was ready to do, but I think we'll reap the benefits of that going into the junior year. Now, she's going to get some international experience this summer. Her and Erica Young are playing with Athletes in Action. They'll go to Poland here at the end of June. So she had a good sophomore year. Now she needs to take that step forward. I thought Shay Martin had a good freshman year, came in really steady player from day one, great work ethic, very intelligent player, could really handle a lot of information for a young player. So Kindred Wieseman made good strides, Jess Schiebel off the bench. So I was pleased with our group. I thought they made good progress.
You talk about Shaylin Martin. She's one of those that people probably around here have an interest in, being in Solana about an hour away from here, and one of those Kansas girls. And you're going to have a couple more of those coming in, and Lenny Page and Kaylee Page from Wamego. And kind of looking at history of the program in the past, and some of them Kansas girls have been pretty key factors for you. How important is that for you to keep those Kansas girls in state?
Well, it's always important to get the talented ones that you really feel like's a good fit. Not every kid's going to be a fit, but when they do, you want to keep them. And we feel like I was fortunate that Shay, I think, is a hard worker, talented kid, loves K-State, competes every night. Those are the kind of players that we're looking for. Page sisters both are extremely talented. They both offensively have tremendous skill for, you know, they're big players. Everybody thinks, you know, 6'2", 6'3", you play inside, but these are players that play on the perimeter and can do a lot of different things. So I'm anxious to get them on the floor here this summer. We've had Kaylee on the floor. She came in December, but anxious to get Lainey on the floor here this summer.
We talked a little bit about Bree Lewis and her shot blocking abilities. You're going to get a 6'6 player, which is going to match the tallest player in K-State women's basketball history, and Cheyenne Hooper from Tennessee, the Christian Academy there in Knoxville. But and you're going to have one of her teammates at a guard as well in Hammaker. But looking at that, how much are they going to add to the program as well with another shot blocker like that?
Yeah, both are very talented. You know, I like Hooper's shot blocking ability. She's ahead at the defensive end than she is offensively. I think she can have a similar impact as Bree Lewis, and she's very long in our zone. Hammaker, we really wanted to improve our scoring ability. And we got another guard from Madison, Wisconsin, Kayla Goth as well. Both are bigger guards. Both we feel like can score the basketball and shoot the basketball. Shooting was an area that we were pretty inconsistent most of the year. We'd have big games, and then we'd have games where we had a lot of droughts. We've got to be more consistent in that area, and I think this recruiting class has that capabilities.
Your coaching staff overwent a little bit of a change with Claire Coggins departing the staff. You've given the assistant coach job to JC, and she's moving in there. She was on the staff last year. Kind of talk about your coaching staff and what they mean to you right now.
Yeah, you know, Claire was one of those that, you know, I inherited, and she's a great K-Stater and loved it, but she was just looking for a change, and, you know, I can't blame her. Yeah. When you reach that point where you say, hey, I might want to do something different, well, you better do it. And fortunately, I had a great staff back, so I was able to move JC in, and we're in the process of hiring one right now. But Coach Osterman has been instrumental in putting together, helping put together our defense and offensive structures. Ebony Gillum played for me, been a recruiter for me at TCU. So we've got a veteran staff, and I think it'll help everybody being a little more settled this summer. You know, a year ago this time, we were moving families. Everybody was trying to get into houses, apartments, whatever the case may be. Hopefully it'll be a little more of a normal summer for us.
Just one final quick question. How do you feel your team stacks up against the Big 12 coming up in 15-16 when you kind of look at everybody and what they have back?
Well, I think the top of the league, everybody's back. Baylor, Texas, OU's got everybody back. So those three certainly have the most talent back, and they had the most success the previous year. I think after that, it's pretty much up for grabs. You had a lot of teams lose some quality people, but they, like everybody else, everybody's high on their recruits in June. If we're high on them next June, then that's pretty good. So the league, I believe, it's going to be a very, very talented year, and I think it's a year where the Big 12 will have, I think, multiple teams in the Sweet 16 and an opportunity to have a team in the Final Four.
Jeff Mitty, head coach of the Kansas State women's basketball team. Coach, we certainly thank you for your time, and best of luck in 15 and 16, and glad to see you in Beloit.
All right, Dusty, thank you.